USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards narrowly winning a second term yesterday. The Deep South's only Democratic governor, handing President Donald Trump another gubernatorial loss this year.
What a great night it is for Louisiana, and to God be the glory.
Republican businessman Eddie Rispone losing out to Bel Edwards by about 40,000 votes.
We have nothing to be ashamed of. We had over 700,000 people in Louisiana really want something better and something different.
Authorities in Germany say a collision between two passenger jets on the ground at Frankfurt Airport did cause damage but left nobody injured. The Korean Air Boeing and Air Namibia Airbus planes hit each other shortly after they had landed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
President Trump spent more than 2 hours at Walter Reed National Medical Center yesterday for what the White House says were medical tests as part of his annual physical. The appointment was not on his weekend public schedule. His last physical was in February. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the 73-year-old Trump was, quote, anticipating a busy 2020 and wanted to take advantage of a free weekend in Washington to begin portions of what is otherwise a routine checkup. Protesters angered by Iran raising government-set gasoline prices by 50% blocked traffic in major cities and occasionally clashed with police yesterday after a night of demonstrations punctuated by gunfire. The violence reportedly killing at least one person. It's put renewed pressure on Iran's government as it struggles to overcome U.S. sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles is being praised by many for his inspiring response to a question from a reporter about his faith after he was injured in week one in a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, that's where, you know, right when I felt this thing break and I was going into the locker room, I just realized, God, this wasn't exactly what I was thinking when I came to Jacksonville. Obviously, you come here and you want to create a culture and impact people. But at the end of the day, as I got, if this is the journey you want me to go on, I'm going to glorify you in every action, good or bad. And, you know, I still could have joy in an injury. And that's people hear that and say, that's crazy. But it's like when you believe in Jesus and you go out there and you play, and that changes your heart. And you only understand it when, you know, that purpose in your life, just like when I hoisted the Lombardi trophy. The reason I'm smiling is my faith was in Christ. In that moment, I realized I didn't need that trophy to define who I was because it was already in Christ. And that's my message when I play. Same thing happens when I get injured. We tend to make this so much about us as human beings. We tend to make it about us as athletes. It's not about us. It really isn't. If you make it about yourself, you're probably going to go home at night, lay your head on your pillow, and be very alone and very sad. And then hopefully someday you can find that purpose in your life, because my purpose isn't football, it's impacting people. And my ministry happens to be the locker room.
Foles is set to be on the field Sunday when the Jacksonville Jaguars play the Indianapolis Colts. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or also check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.